went to a school recently, spoke to the prefects, each one of them ran a business, and they were 16, 17 years old. So business now is acceptable, it's exciting, it's interesting, it's fun for young people. And even for the little ones, you know, it gives them an understanding of how the household economy works. If dad hasn't got a job, they can't, mum can't afford to buy them a pair of, you know, trainers. Simple as that. When I worked for Alan Sugar, we spent a lot of time working with Young Enterprise. We thought they were terrific. It was a wonderful idea. So I was delighted to come here and find that it's called Young Achievement, and it's pretty vibrant here in the Isle of Man. Last night at the dinner at the hotel, it was a fundraiser, really, for Young Achievement. And a group of youngsters who had represented the Isle of Man in Norway, in Oslo, I think, gave a presentation. And if they're typical of the sort of young business brains that exist on the island, then you're in pretty good shape, that's what I would say. Well, of course, Stuart was a very exceptional candidate. And actually, we all love Stuart because he was a very unique character. A very inventive young man with a very fertile mind and certainly a very choice use of language. So we had a great affection for Stuart. Sometimes we thought maybe he was a tiny bit of a nuisance, but we liked him. He's an original. Is he a good influence for the Isle of Man? Probably. Because he draws attention to it.
Many, many years in the business. Can I ask, what was the worst PR fiasco you had to deal with during your many years in the industry?
Yeah, well, one tends to sort of blot out the disasters, I suppose, and concentrate on any minor triumphs there might have been. But I think that the toughest time for me, whether it was a disaster, it was a very hard battle, which was the battle that Lord Sugar ran when he bought Tottenham Hotspur. And those were 10 very difficult years, ups and downs, a lot of court battles, a real battle in the press, which in the end we won. But it took a long time. It was a very bruising experience, and certainly one that I wouldn't want to repeat. It was very, very hard, and there were some disasters there, no question about it. But in the end, we pulled through. Well, I was very flattered to be asked to take the seat that was occupied by Richard Whiteley and Jeff Stelling and Des Lynam and Des O'Connor and Lisa Tarbuck, I think she was there too. So I'm going to have to work hard to justify my place there. Will it impact on The Apprentice? No, because we've come to an arrangement whereby I will be released from that, which is a big show, Countdown. It's 250-odd shows in the year. But during The Apprentice filming slots, you know, I'll be free. Now, whether as an old geezer of 67 I'm up to it physically, we'll have to wait and see. But no, The Apprentice is in my bloodstream, really.
Countdown's an incredibly iconic show. Is it fair to say you feel nervous, apprehensive?
Yeah, I am, because I think people will be watching. And the press has been very kind, saying, oh, what an unusual choice, and on balance, we quite like the idea. But, you know, I have to perform. Everybody will be watching, making sure the viewing figures don't slump appallingly. Otherwise, I'll be in trouble, won't I? Yeah, it is an odd deal, isn't it? Because 10 years ago, well, actually, 2004, I think we first started filming. It was aired in 2005. So I was all ready to retire and, you know, prune roses, I suppose, feed the dog. So it has been an extraordinary journey. My feet are firmly on the ground. The cult of celebrity, I think, is a very dangerous thing, and I'm not taking part in it. So my feet are firmly on the ground. I know what's what. I'm not going to get carried away. Are people kind to me about being known? Do I appreciate that? Absolutely, I appreciate it. But, you know, I feel I've been blessed.